This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, I heard the United States Food and Drug Administration has recently declared lab-grown chickens safe to eat. Just what are lab-grown chickens?
Well, there really is no such thing as a lab-grown chicken, but that's what they call it. Okay, a real chicken, you have an egg, a chick comes out, you feed them, they grow up. I've had lots of those kind of chickens. This is something different. They take cells from chicken and they put it in like a dish kind of a thing and they feed it and they get it to grow. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration calls this a food revolution and says this stuff is safe. Now, they've got a couple more steps that they have got to do with it, but basically they accept the data from this company. They've looked at it. They think it's okay. So they've approved it, and right now it's a foregone conclusion they're going to allow it to go on the market unless something else comes up. But I want to make it clear, safety does not mean that it's healthy or it's been tested long-term to determine possible interactions with various biological processes. Safe to eat basically means people don't appear sick when they first eat it, and it doesn't seem to cause cancer in lab animals for a short period of time.
But to me, the phrase lab-grown chickens even sounds disgusting. Does the Bible address lab-grown chickens or lab-grown meats in any way?
Well, the Bible is clear that God knew humans would be able to do such things. And that's actually one of the reasons why God confused the languages of people over the Tower of Babel. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 6 to 7, God said, "Indeed, the people are one. They've all got one language. Now what they begin to do, now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." So God said, okay, we're going to confuse our languages so they wouldn't understand one another's speech. And that, by the way, has delayed lots of human inventiveness, but we still keep seeing horrible inventions. As a matter of fact, in the book of Romans, chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, starting in verse 28, said, "Because people did not want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." So it's being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, etc. It says they are proud, boasters, and inventors of evil things, and that they're untrustworthy, and this is not something that they should be doing. Now, interestingly, in parts of the world, including Canada, they don't like people to quote Romans chapter 1 because it talks about more things about sexual immorality. But in many ways, genetically modified organisms, fake meat, and laboratory-produced chickens could be considered as evil inventions. They weren't produced for the purposes of optimal health, but mainly for financial greed. As far as safety goes, the Bible warns in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So because there's not immediately bad consequences when you eat it, people think, oh, it must be fine. But part of the reason for this, however, coming out with it is because of money. And the Bible warns in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have actually strayed from the faith in their greediness. And they pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
So in your opinion, what are some of the potential health risks related to consuming lab-grown Frankenchicken?
Well, there's a report that came out on June 3rd of 2022. And they say, look, this cell-cultured meat can hardly be called meat at all. And they consider it to be a crime against humanity. Now, right now, at least when this came out, it said fake meat was only available for people to eat in Singapore. But it's planning on coming here. And then you talked about various other ones. In order to make it, they manipulate DNA. And the end product's never really tested for its nutritional content, they said. But they'll actually do some of that. But I've got a PhD in nutrition science, and I can tell you they will not be able to check, and they will not check everything that needs to be done. And actually, there's about 70 different companies who are trying to get into this. But it's not the same as real meat. Real meat are muscles, and muscles are to be used to do things. But these are just cells that I've got nothing to do with the real part for muscles. And they simply haven't done sufficient studies, and they can't actually, to prove that it will be totally safe. And it actually would probably take 200 to 400 years to do this. And so they just say it's safe because some people are falling over from it. But they think that's fine, you know. But the Bible warns in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end's the way of death. So just because something appears to be good doesn't mean it is. You know, if you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, we hear, starting verse 1, the serpent cunning says to the woman, hey, can't you eat anything? The woman says, we can eat everything except this one, because God says, don't eat this or you'll die. Serpent says, you're not going to die. God knows your eyes will be open if you do this, and it'll be great. Mm-hmm. So verse 6 is what I want to read. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food. Now, it was not good for food. God said, don't eat it. But it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired will make one wise. She took the fruit and ate, and she gave it to her husband, who was with her, and he ate too. Notice, Eve was convinced that what she saw looked good, was a beneficial food, but it wasn't. And while they didn't immediately die, they did die as God warned, despite the serpent telling them that they wouldn't.
In a broad brushstroke, what is the process for creating lab-grown meat?
They almost somewhat like cloning animal cells, and they give them special food, and that is grow it up. That's what they do. Now, there's actually another type of artificial meat that's a vegetarian version of meat. There's something called the Impossible Burger, and some have said it's might be just too good to be true, because it's manufactured from two different methods of genetically engineering soy products. This is an impossible union in nature. Mm-hmm. And it's got some process in it that makes the Impossible Burger, for example, bleed. And it's the first time that people have actually consumed anything like this. And the government decided it was generally recognized as safe. But let me tell you, I've worked with the FDA, and they're selective about what they say is generally recognized as safe. In this case, they decided to do what the food industry wanted.
Well, you know, that's amazing. Using the process known as generally recognized as safe, I guarantee you, I can prove hand grenades are safe. Dr. Teal, what are GMOs?
Well, GMOs are genetically modified organisms. Basically, scientists change the genetic code of a plant or an animal by including a part of a genetic code, usually of another species, into it. And they will be engineered from bacteria, viruses, other plants and animals, and they mix them together. Virtually all commercial GMOs are engineered to withstand certain applications of herbicides or to produce insecticides. They basically make something that could not happen. Now, they're supposed to increase crop yield and basically improve the profitability of U.S.-based companies.
Is anyone trying to create a unicorn?
Well, not quite, but those GMOs involving animals, particularly when there's two or more different species, can put something together called a chimera. And University of Minnesota said that chimeras are animals composed of cells that originate from two or more different species. And they mix them together. So researchers are developing human-animal chimeras to study disease processes, to test new drugs, develop organs of the future. They are produced by introducing human stem cells into animal embryos. Now, hybrids and chimeras are totally different. And a cell from a chimera contains genetic material from one or other plant's situation. They mix it together in a way that couldn't happen with hybrids. And they are, again, putting things together that are human, and that's and it's totally wrong. Now, back January 31st, back in 2006, then President U.S. George W. Bush proposed banning genetic experiments involving humans with animals. He asked Congress to do that, but the ban never happened in the United States. Now more and more experiments are going around the world to mix this kind of stuff together. And actually, over in Tokyo, they're developing artificial wombs from humans, for humans, from goats. And says there's a movement afloat which says all this is unnecessary and unnatural, but this is what they want to do. They think that 60 years from now, we're going to be going to totally artificial wombs. He says it's technologically inevitable. And they think this is the way humanity wants to go.
It's obvious that humans have an incredible intellect. And I mean that in a good way. But are we trying to play God?
Well, there's a lot of genetic cloning, mixing things together. It simply shouldn't happen. And they shouldn't do it. And we've also, you know, even though they say this stuff is safe, they've never really been fully tested. You know, we've seen rises in autoimmune disease, mental health conditions, allergies, and autism. But the mainstream basis, well, we don't know what causes this. Well, there must be a cause. It's possible that improper changes in food supply or environment are factors. Now, as far as God goes, in Genesis 1, verse 31, it says God saw everything he made and it was good. And he says he brought forth, Genesis 1, verse 11, he brought forth grass, and it was supposed to yield on trees. They're supposed to yield according to their own kind. And the same thing with animals. They're all supposed to reproduce after their own kind. You can read that in Genesis chapter 1. And let me read verse 25. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle against its kind, everything creeps in the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So God made things a certain way, and humans have been changing that.
Thank you. Finally, Dr. Teal, might there be a possibility that lab-grown meat, chimeras, and GMOs will ultimately reduce world food hunger?
Well, yes and no. The answer is no. Jesus predicted famines. Oh, we've got the ride of the third horse of the apocalypse. And we know that there will be food problems. As a matter of fact, it's likely that there'll be failures of GMO crops and consequences of lab-grown meats, et cetera, will actually make it worse. But can it help at all? Certainly, because as far as they're concerned, because it can increase yield. But the problem with all this stuff is this GMOs and lab-grown meat are stopping life from reproducing after their own kind. This clearly violates what God said in the book of Genesis, that we keep seeing this over and over again. The reality is that the government doesn't seem to care a whole much about this and seems to accept what the other companies put together, the food companies put together. Of course, politicians get money from the food companies, and I believe that's a factor. And there's a revolving door between the FDA and these food companies and pharmaceutical companies. I think that's a factor. As far as food goes, in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2, God says, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for that which doesn't satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight in its abundance. Mm-hmm. Intentionally eating GMOs and lab-grown meat, in my view, is something people should try to avoid. And by the way, you can't always avoid it. If you go to a restaurant or sometimes or just buy some food, you may be getting it. But these things are not natural. And I mentioned about the future. You know, Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 said, there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. And I believe that GMOs are subject to crop failure and unique pestilences. And Jesus called these the beginning of sorrows. So I don't think this is going to solve all of this. But people are pushing for it. And, you know, the Bible warns in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Many who defend GMOs, in my view, are deceived. And they don't represent true science, but push what the Bible warns, that which is falsely called knowledge in 1 Timothy 6:20. GMOs and lab-grown meat are not real food. Humans should eat real food. I think they have potential risk. Don't be deceived.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, videos, and written articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.